das viel.
Halleluja.
Oh, glory to Jesus.
Halleluja. Halleluja.
When the word of God is going,
We must learn that culture. You can, your body responds to your sound.
Do you understand it?
Your body responds to your words. So there's a way you can regulate your body and say to your body, throughout these 5 hours, you will not go and urinate. Are you following me? Have you seen a minister of God preaching on the pulpit and says that he wants to go and urinate? Are you following me? It's an art of indiscipline. So let's learn that culture of staying while the world is going. You speak, you command your body. You command your body that as the world is going, I'm not going out. I don't see what we are looking for up and down. As the world is going, you stay with the world. Of course, urine will come, but you speak to your body. You follow me? The organs in your body, the tissues in your body, they were formed by the words. By words. Are you following me? So, they respond to the word. They respond to the word. Let's build that culture. It's not only here.
Many of us, even at menorah meetings, we're always moving up and down, easily distracted. So let's learn the culture of staying. This is the same thing you do with sleep. If your eyes are heavy, you can speak to your body. You know, one of the things that I want to do, let me personalize it, that we need to achieve. That we begin to live our Christian lives organically. Do you understand it? It should be a living possibility. A living possibility. We don't just want the world to be theorized. Do you understand it? We want it to be a living practicality. We want to become what is written. Want to embody and to live what is written. We don't just want to theoretically, without an impact, without a divergence. Are you following me? Without a divergence. We wanted that the world becomes a disclosed reality, and as it becomes a disclosed reality, we also embody it and we live it out. And that's one of the things that meditation does. Meditation brings you into the realm of reality, to the realm of life. Brings you, it translates to life. Yeah. Meditation translates to life. There is a kind of precipitation that transpires every time a man engages in that realm of meditation. You know, this reality has been lost to the other world. It has been lost to darkness, and it's as though darkness is now taking preeminence when it comes to meditation. Darkness has learned that culture and they have maximized it. They pick things in the demonic world by transcendental meditation. They pick things in the demonic world Some of the inventions that you see that are cropping up, these guys, they wait for longevity of hours and days to pick those things. Are you following? They engage in transcendental meditation. They transcend. They transit. They pick signals and frequencies from the realm beyond that is demonic. Christians have lost this art for many years now. It's just now that the Lord is beginning to bring plumb line in there. Do you understand it? It's now the Lord is reinstalling that possibility in the man in Christ. But in time past, we have left meditation to the demonic world. Alright? Thank you, Holy Spirit of God. We need another place. But the narrative is going to change again. Yes, because men are coming back into order. Men are coming back into order. I will show you a place on stages. We think meditation is burdensome, but the Bible says no. We think it's hard, but the Bible says no. Of course, when you begin at the beginner's level in this realm, it looks very hard, like my brother said. But there's nothing scriptures about it. Do you understand it? Alright. So we'll take it gradually. I don't intend to do it. But I don't know how God will help me. But since I don't intend to waste our time. Alright, so let me begin like this. Let me give us basic understanding of meditation. Also, proceed further from how to meditate. You know, he began to teach us, he didn't mention how, but if you are following well, you know that he taught us how to meditate, right? You know, we, the kind of teaching we do, we don't do how to meditate, number one, number two. 76 steps to meditation. You never hear that. But as we are teaching, we are picking it. So you never heard a place that he mentioned that left out, but I could pick so many things, right? God bless you. So if your spiritual antenna is not alert, there are things that you will lose unwittingly. There are a lot of things that has been spoken that have struck a chord, that if you put your attention to it, and you begin to walk in it, because these things is not just for our for improving our cerebral cortex. Are you following? It's for a living reality that we go back from here, and you begin to practice this life. The same way you practice the presence. You know, there's something called the practice of the presence. You go back from here, and you go practice what has been installed. Are you following me? It's not just something that is hanging in your brain. You are living it out. It becomes organic. It becomes a vital possibility that a man can deploy and dispense. Are you following me? Alright. So I will start basically, and I intend to glide from that vintage. Alright. So when we talk about meditation is simply is simply a form of prayer. Meditation is what? A form, a type of prayer. Meditation is a form, a type of prayer. But the contrast sometimes is that this type of prayer is via communion, is via musing, is via intercourse. Do you understand it? This kind of communion, many a times, is still
many a times what? So when you talk about, it's unfortunate that you don't really understand this subject. Meditation has progressive layers. Meditation transcends. Meditation transcends. Meditation has a voltage. There's a voltage that you can sustain in meditation that will sponsor some realities that's beyond just becoming still. Do you understand it? Meditation has a trajectory. There's a progression. So you can begin at a level and advance to another level. So if a man has not sustained the beginner's level, there's a level you cannot advance to. Are you following me? I want to break it down to us so that it will be living and practical. Are you following me? If a man has not sustained the basic level of meditation to glide and to enter other dimensions, might be so burdensome, like he said. So we need to understand first, and this knowledge needs to be infused into us, that meditation is a type of prayer. I want to say to you, old patriarchs, the only way, and I mean the only way, they speak with the scriptures is by meditation. Are you following me? The only way they scribbled the scriptures is by what? Meditation. Many of those men, they hung out with God. They hung out with God. They sustained the posture of waiting, the posture of musing, the posture of thinking, the posture of interaction before there could be downloads. Please, don't just think that God spoke to them abstractly or abruptly. There was a layer of posture that they sustained that brought the downloads. If any of them was careless, they would not never have received the voice of God. Are you following me? If any one of them, what do you think God was telling Jeremiah in Jeremiah chapter 1? What do you think God was? God was bringing Jeremiah into meditation. Are you following me? God was doing what? Bringing Jeremiah. He says, look, what do you see? Amen. It's because the Lord wants to steal his attention. He wants, in meditation, is what they call focal points. You begin to focus on one thing. Are you just following me? I don't intend to waste your time. If I wait till 6, I'm sorry. Amen. There's what they call focal point. He uses camera. He knows what being focused is about, right?
Yes, sir.
You focus on a thing until it becomes a reality. Until you can picture what you intend, what you have imagined in your brain. Are you following me? There's a background of the kind of snap he wants to do with somebody. Right? And for him to achieve that reality, there will be a focus. Are you following me? So God said to Jeremiah, said, look, what do you see? Follow me. And Jeremiah replied the Lord. He said, I see an almond tree. What was the response of God? God said, you have seen well. That's meditation. In meditation, there is sight. There is no meditation without sight. Meditation sponsored a level of revelation, a level of sight and insight into eternal possibilities. Are you following me? So it is in meditation that a man begins to gaze into things in the spirit. I will open you up to some dimensions. Please follow me carefully. In meditation, you are beginning to pick signals, frequencies from heaven's gateway. You are beginning to pick downloads from immortal materials. But that will not happen until there's an entrance and there's a beginning level from a focal point. that you begin to focus. No divided attention. It is in the place of focus that your heart is still. You begin to focus on one thing. What do you see? God needed to ensure that Jeremiah's vista is adjusted. He needed to ensure that Jeremiah was not looking at almond tree and was calling it juniper tree. Because you could be gazing at white and somewhere in white you are seeing black. So God will ensure that your focal point is first adjusted. That it is when you see the scripture, you ensure that what you are seeing is for God so loved the world. Not God so loved the world. There is for God so loved the world. So God will ensure first that you are seeing that reality. That what you are seeing from scripture is for God so loved the world. Not God so loved the world. He will ensure that you have seen that thing and will begin to query you, what do you see? Are you with me? It is your response in the place of sin that determines the response of God. God will now judge your sight whether you have seen well or you have seen error. Are you with me? So those old patriarchs, there's one that maybe we are going to check his life. There's one that is a deeper, I'm using those words carefully. Are you following me? Because when you know him too well, you will know that this one is a product of meditation. And that's David. That's why if you check the passage of scripture, where you find the reality of meditation most is in the Psalms. Are you following me? And if you will check, the person who wrote about Jesus the most is David. Are you following me? That guy was speaking those things from a realm. So when you see those old patriarchs, I'm not talking about the New Testament now. Are you following me? When you see those guys in the Old Testament and pick David and bring him out and begin to check his revelatory capacity and his reality that he downloaded about Jesus, it was because he is used to meditation. He's not alien to that reality. And listen, your level of meditation will determine the download that you receive from God. Yes. That's what makes difference in a believer. The Lord honors more those who sustain the place of meditation, and his downloads are enshrined within your fabrics because of that technology you have sustained. You have posted yourself to download. So your level of sight, your level of insight and wisdom, intelligence, is traceable to the potency of your meditation. Are you following me? Your level of insight, sight, intelligence, wisdom is traceable to the potency, the concertedness of your meditation. So your meditation must constantly breed a dimension of revelation captured in God. Why? Because that man postured himself.
Please, can you stay on? Alright, thank you.
So meditation is a form of prayer. This was a culture that was inbuilt within the old patriarchs. Inbuilt. If you check the book of 1 Peter, the Bible says that this prophet, they searched diligently. Are you following me? Do you think that God just came and began to speak to them? There was a searching. There was meditation. Why do you think that they began to categorize major prophets and minor prophets?
Why was it that the book of Nahum was not up to the 66 books of Isaiah? Are you following it? Why? It's meditation. Because the deeper you search, the higher you go. The more you search, that searching that you saw in Foster is meditation. The more you search, the more there is a reception. The more you receive. Listen, follow me. It is not left to God, it is left to you. The day your vessel seizes, the oil will also seize. Are you following me? God is always willing to pour more oil, but the day the vessel seizes, the oil will also seize. So it is not left to God, it is left to Him. If Nahum postured himself more unto God, he will receive more downloads. Are you following me? If Habakkuk postured himself more, he will also receive more downloads. Why do you think the book of Ezekiel was? Are you following me? There were things that God said to Ezekiel that he was bringing him into meditation. He says, for this number of days, sleep on your left side. For this number of days, turn again and sleep on your right side. It's an introduction into possibilities. It's an introduction into the place of meditation, that your attention can be guided and guarded by God. Your attention will become indivisible. You become undistracted, unperturbed. Are you following me? You maintain a posture of stillness and focus on the one that is beckoning. And the more you do that, the more things fall on you. The more downloads are available to you. The more you can begin to pick signals. That thing does not happen only by just carrying the Bible. A man must reach. Are you following me? The same way that if you want to intensify this fan, you know that it moves from 1 to 2. The level you want will determine where you will see the truth. Oh man. If you are not okay with one that there's heat, street, maybe you can come to number 2. But if you want more, you say 5. That's an higher frequency and voltage. At that level, you are on the highway. Traffic free, you can begin to fit things in the spirit. Are you following me? That at that level, the real at which the blade of the fan will be moving will not be visible to the optical eyes. It will begin to move at higher dimension, higher speed. It's because a man is now traveling from one realm to the other. Meditation is like beginning from 1 to 2 to 3. When you hit a landscape in the spirit, that's number 5. You begin to pick things unappropriately. Are you following me? Without discordance, without disharmony, there will be a rhythmic reality that rhythm will begin to form in your essence. The sound of God will begin to form in your essence. There will be harmony because you are not on a layer, on a highway, on a pathway that is sponsored by higher dimension. Are you following? That's what makes the difference. Yes. This teaching has been lost in church, but you cannot be here and will not teach you. Are you following me? Meditation translates into materiality. It brings you to the realm material. It brings you to the realm that is eternal.
Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit of God. Thank you, Jesus. I hear you, sir. Yes.
Oh, there's a whispering to me. There's an angel in this house.
There's a witness. Don't worry. We will know.
There's a witness. He came.
So, meditation translates you.
I'll begin to write because of this person that
will begin to bring you into eternal possibilities.
Wait.
John 5 and verse 39. The Bible says, search scriptures. Search. Mark that word, search. Search ye the scriptures, right? For in it ye think ye have eternal life. And these are they that testify. Did he say read the scriptures? There is a searching disposition, a searching posture. It is in this place of searching that you can begin to peek into eternality. Are you following me? You can begin to peek into eternal realities. This is because the compendium of scriptures is a window into eternal realities. So, for you to come into that window, you have to engage in search. It is that search that will propel your footstep into that window. Because the compendium of scriptures is an overlaying superimposed possibility of eternal realities. So, you are in the mortal realm. You are in a realm that is not eternal. So, what will bring you into that landscape that is called eternal is by search, by meditation. Listen to me. For you to alight at a place in scriptures called eternal, because listen, every scripture on their own has an eternal capacity and possibility. So when you see in scriptures that the Bible says that for God so loved the world, the phrase for God so loved the world, within it is enshrined the possibilities of eternal realm. So the more you alight on that word, the more that word expands. Are you following me? You can come today and read for God so loved the world, and tomorrow you will receive another layer. In the next 10 years, you come again, another layer is released. This is because within that wall that you are releasing or that you are capturing is a window that is progressing you into eternal dimension. Within that wall is a doorway, a pathway. So for you to fraternize with that doorway and pathway, there must be a search. So meditation is a form of searchlights. Is a light system. Are you following me? It's a light system. You are in the mortal realm. You are in a realm that is not eternal. So, and you want to collide with things that are eternal. The only tool that will translate you to that realm is meditation. Are you following me? So, meditation is the bridge between the mortal and the eternal realm. Are you following me? It is the bridge between them, between mortality and immortality. So if a man wants to transit into that realm, that man must engage literally in meditation. As you begin to engage, the portals of eternal possibilities will begin to open unto you. So it says, search ye the scriptures, for in it, that it says to you that in these scriptures, in the Bible, is eternal life. So if a man will accost things in that eternal life, in that eternal realm, that man must search. There must be a searching, a diligent, concerted level, layer of searching that will cause a man to transmutate, that will cause that man to translate, that will cause that man to transit. So that window that is open unto you is available. However, you will not access it without meditation. Listen to me. I want to say this. In the spirit realm, the portal is always open. I love. Ome Kandosa. It is not when you get to the place that the portal will open. The portal is perpetually open. What brings you to that realm is meditation. In Revelation chapter 4, he said, I saw a door standing open.
The door was already open. They were only waiting for a man that will come up higher. Are you following me? And for that man to come up higher, he had to be kept in a place called Island of Patmos. He had to be secluded and separated from the landscape, where he can begin to fraternize with that thing. Because without meditation, you will not go higher. Are you following me? God had to ensure that on purpose, you will be secluded from the terrain. You will stay in a place isolated, because the dimension of reality you are about to disclose to this man is introspect, retrospect, and prospect. It does not alight on a man that is carnal. It alights on a man that is separated unto immortal things. Are you following me? So even though in verse 10 of chapter 1, he was in the spirit on the last day, that level of meditation could not afford him another dimension until he had to come up higher in chapter 4. Because as you transit in the spirit realm, meditation makes you enter into gateways in the spirit. You begin to enter one by one. That's why you can't jump process. Meditation begins at a level. Focus. Who do you focus on? Jesus. Are you following me? You begin to focus. It is this focus that regulates your mindset. This focus will begin to adjust your mind. Because your eye is the gateway into the mind. What you see is what you conceive. Are you following me? What you see is what? Is what you conceive. So, we begin at that level of your sight. That's why there must be eye salves on these eyes. Are you following me? Because it is via this gateway that there will be an entrenching within your mindset. There will be an enshrining. There will be a collocation of possibilities factored within your mind. What we permit that possibility is the eye gate. This eye gate is a connecting rod and a connecting pipe that infuses possibilities into your mind. So what you capture with your eyes determines what goes on in your mind. So God had to first tell Jeremiah what you see. Because it is this sight that will determine your disposition or your disposition, sorry. It is this sight that will determine your kind of vision. If you do not see well, you will see wrong vision. Are you following me? Because that's why you can see water in the spirit and say everybody should come next week and drink bottled water. You want to pray. It's because you have not seen well. If you saw well, you know that that water is actually an introduction into things in God. Not that men should come with bottled water. So the problem nowadays is that many people are seeing, but they are not seeing well. The sight is not the problem, but what do you see? I see an almond tree. And God responded, this one is a good student. He said, you have seen well. So you see progression. I see progression. You have seen well. So God did a deliberate work on John the Baptist, that guy will be summoned onto an island. It's because of the velocity, the intensity of the revelative possibility that wants to be captured within that person called John the Beloved. Are you following me? So for him to capture those things, he has to stay in a place that he will be able to meditate. So that his mind will focus on Jesus. I want to say to you, I'm sorry, you cannot be in the landscape and receive what John received. You can't. You, in the woods, in the field, that Bible says that in the fields of wood, in the field, and when he was doing that, he didn't touch that place. In the field, where was Isaac meditating? He went into the field.
Yes,
and he went to meditate. When he meditated, he saw.
Yes,
he saw. In the field, he saw. The field is a place of meditation. It's a place of separation. Are you following me? With the level of things that John captured, you can't be in the midst of people and you pick those things. You can't. The one that picked, that was in the midst of people, only picked two chapters. Ezekiel. You don't understand. I was among the captives at the river Chebar. He was but the only thing we gave him capacity to pick. That was why what John picked was deeper than his.
Yes,
you don't get it. He only picked the dimension of the cherubims, but John went deeper. Are you following me? John went deeper. Glory to Jesus. Meditation should be brought into our day again. There are demonic meditations. Yes, of course. But what they seek to achieve is that what they are doing is that they empty their minds. Are you following me? They empty their mind to the point that they can be light. And they become suspended. But our own kind of meditation is that we are filling our minds. Are you following me? They are emptying their mind to transact with entities in the spirit. But what we are doing is that we are filling our mind with the word. So you cannot fill your mind with the word and you will go astray or you will veer off. So it is this word that you fill your mind with, that you begin to levitate upon. You begin to meditate upon. You begin to think, like I said, you begin to think and brood over it. It was not around last week that I was saying, thinking, put words in your heart, right? You begin to build foundations upon foundations until there's a structure. As you build this structure, this edifice, you also bring other structures. You will superimpose structures. But you will have to begin at the level that is basic. As you do this constantly, the Lord will now begin to advance you in the course. Because it's a course. And there's an advanced study. If you do well with your BSA, you can go for your MSc, right? It's at the level. You can't jump into BSc without post-UTM or jam, right? These things are levels. They are in layers. They are in apertures. Are you following me? Alright? When you are done, you can also go for your PhD. Honors. Are you following me? So, but a man must gain mastery over the basics before God advances. A man must gain mastery. That's the level he's been. He was talking to us about. At that level, you begin to struggle. Are you following me? Your mind will begin to wonder. The last time you bought things at Twins Paja, it will remind you. You are in the place of meditation, thinking on God. When you went to Twins Paja to get things, you saw a bitch. That lady will come again to your mind and you are meditating. It's permitted. It's because you are at the beginner's level. Are you following me? But as a man gains mastery, you begin to run perpetually under that economy. That economy runs your essence. To the point that you have not become what you are seeing. This is why, next week I'll do another thought. In Greek, there are five words for knowledge, right? I've said it before. There is gnosis, there is epignosko, there is epignosis, there's ginosko and there's aido. Are you following me? Now, these things, they have their own varying degree of gradient and possibilities. They have their potency. Now, when you begin to look at the level of ginosko, that was what the Bible was saying in John chapter 17, verse 3. It says that this is eternal life, that ye may know him, the only true God, and Christ the Son, right? That word know there is the word ginosko. The word ginosko means that you become the experience of what you know. You are not at the level of peripheral knowing or epidemic knowing. You are at the level of intrinsic knowing. You know by experience. Are you following me? You are not here. You know how? By what you are revealing to us. Listen, no matter how good you are, you can give us tips to marriage, but you cannot tell us marriage if you are not married. You can't tell us about marriage. You can give us tips. See, that thing, when you get into marriage, you know that it doesn't work. There's 32 steps. If you want your marriage to be fortified, that's number one. When you get into marriage, you will adjust your theology. Because experience will teach you. That's what we call ginosko. That's the level that meditation brings a man into. You become what you are seeing. You experience what you are capturing. You are not just receiving. You become that thing that you receive. What I'm saying is, listen, there's a level at which you share testimony. There's a level at which you become the testimony. You become it. That when men sees your life, they can identify with testimony from afar. I said, this one is testimony. You will not have to announce it. Jesus' fame noised abroad because of his life. Are you following me? It became a living entity. It became an experiential reality that was factored into its essence. So, meditation brings you into ginosko. It brings you into experiential reality. If you see Aido, Aido is just for you to see. You only see it. But ginosko does not achieve you just seeing it. Ginosko sponsors a reality that this thing that you are seeing, you become it. Are you following me? Don't speak in tongues, stand up. Hallelujah. Are you following me? You become your own man. I've not shown you scriptures, right? Let's do a few scriptures. Oh, how sweet. Oh, how pure you are. Oh, how sweet you are. Oh, how pure you are. Oh, how pure. Oh, how pure you are.
Understand the effectiveness of meditation. So it's not that a man is showing knowledge. Just see how these things work. Because some of these times, many times, if you have not heard testimonies,
you will not be moved. That's why testimonies are integral part of the gospel. Right? The testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. The testimony of God is sure, making wise the simple. Are you following me? So don't see that as a guided.
I know, I also see that. When I see things, I know.
So, you all?
Alright.
Psalm 63. Let's do Psalm 63. Are we there? Let's take our journey. 305.
I don't intend to do that. You know, last week, God helped you because I was traveling. That didn't lead me. I was in the bus, I was still struggling.
Psalm 3, are we there? Verse 5. My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise thee with joyful lips. When will these things happen? When I remember thee upon where? My bed. And meditate on thee in the night watches. Hello, sir. Are we seeing scriptures? This thing that he said to us, he says, my soul shall be satisfied as the marrow and fatness. It will not happen automatically. He told us the reason why your soul will be satisfied in verse 6. He said, the reason why your soul will be satisfied is when I remembered thee upon my bed and meditate on thee in the night watches. Listen, don't be quick to claim promises in scripture or blessings until you have sustained kingdom responsibilities. Are you following me? Don't be quick to do what? Claim, my God shall supply all my needs. You will stay impoverished if you don't respond to the supplies. Are you following me? You will stay what? Impoverished. You will stay in penury if you refuse to respond to what will sponsor your supplies. Brother Paul didn't quote that scripture as a general statement. He quoted it because they did something to him.
Yes, sir.
So if you have not done what they did to Paul, don't quote it. That thing that Paul said came out of the fatness of gifting that they gave him. He said, God, because you gave me this, my God shall supply all your needs. He didn't say all our needs. I'm trying to bring you to a place of kingdom responsibilities. That the reason why your soul will be fat and be satisfied like with marrow is because you are doing a transaction upon your bed. It is this transaction that will sponsor that your soul become fat. You know, we have been talking about soul. So I want to press further. The richness of your soul is traceable to your meditations at night. Are you following me? And listen, when I say night, I'm not saying blackness. Night can be in the day. Because darkness does not equal blackness. Are you following me? Your own night can be the day. It is not what you call night that is night. Night is not where everywhere is dark. Are you with me? Even witches and wizards, they now know now. That's why they don't only operate in the dark. They now operate in the day. They bring darkness into the day.
You are not here. Don't worry.
Just pretend as if you didn't hear. They do what? It was before that all you heard about witches and wizards, that they move at night. Now, in daybreak, they are operational. It's because they have learned the technology of the fact that it's not only when everywhere is black that we can operate. We can bring our reality in darkness into the day and to see function. Because day unto day utter their speech, night unto night shewed knowledge. Are you following me? So the fatness or the blossomness or the blossoming of your soul is traceable to your transactions in the deep. So you come and do business in deep waters. As you begin to transact in deep waters, the Lord begins to amplify your soul. The Lord begins to infuse things from that deep water into your soulical realm. And your life now becomes adjusted to the reality that is factored in your soul realm. My God. I told you, I said the man that you should fear is the man that has arrived in his soul. That's why you should fear. Because if you are dotting there in your soul, your body will soon join you. Are you following me? That man, you should fear him. The man that has arrived. Because your riches is factored within your soul. Listen to me. As you build your spirit man, that spirit man becomes impotent until your soul is adjustable to that spirit man. So it is a spirit that a man built his spirit man. However, as you continually build your spirit, if your soul does not submit to the government of that spirit, nothing will happen. So the Holy Ghost transacts continually with your spirit. However, the transaction that goes on there, if your soul does not become a colony of that spirit, nothing in time and in eternity will transpire. Because what gives clearance to spirit possibility is solid attachment. What gives clearance, what? To spirit possibility is soulish attachment. Your soul must be attached to spirit realities. Without that, your life will become perpetually stalled and stuck. So for there to be fatness in your soul, for there to be blossomness in your soul, the Bible says that this thing will happen upon a predicated transaction. There's a leverage that will sponsor this reality. Without this leverage, your life will be perpetually in shambles. So it says to us that how this thing will find expression, how this thing will be piped into the landscape, is that I meditate upon my bed in the night watches. Is that in your scripture? Is it in your Bible? It says, when I remember thee. Wait. Can you remember something you have not installed in your memory? Amen. You don't understand what he's saying. He says, when I remember thee. It means that there was a pre-installation during the day. Example. So as he's going to the bed, he begins to remember that the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He begins to ruminate over that word. Over that word. The Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. If it is the sickness of the teaching or the scripture on healing, you are remembering. By stripes, I am healed. By stripes. Wait, why is it not working for you? Why is it that the Bible says God will not lie, right? Right? Why is it that that word, by stripes, I am healed, is not working for you? I'm sorry, I'll keep hammering it. That the next thing that happens to you after a shot is that you're going to receive enough juice. And I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just saying to you that your life is not fat enough. When you begin to receive fatness by words, your body will adjust. By words. Hey, you eat. See, let me teach you something. Please listen to me. I like that this life will be infused into us. I that I'm speaking to you, I told you, it's not because we don't feel symptoms. Enough. Only, you know the way I preach, back to back. Sometimes I will feel like not standing up. But words, I have the understanding of the fact that my body was formed by words. So my body can be sustained by words. The sustainability of my body is traceable to the words that I speak to it. So my words will be the regulating system that conditions what happens in my body. It is not my body that dictates for my words. My words dictate for my body.
You are not here.
My words conditions my body. Your body is not meant to condition words. That the next time you feel pain, say, I'm pained. It's because your body is now conditioning your words. But when you feel pain, you bring the word. Let the word condition what is happening within your intrinsic level. I said, no, sir. I have words in my spirit. You begin to declare words. You begin to declare words. See, I'm not saying drugs are bad. I'm just trying to introduce you to a supernatural life. How that a man can live perpetually under that glory canopy. And you can be without the medicine of the world. Are you following me? I've been speaking like this for years. It says, my son, attend unto my ways. Incline thy ears unto them. For their life to them that heard it, and their health to all their flesh. Hey! That's Proverbs 4, 20-22. That was what changed my life. Incline your head. So God says, as much as you listen to my word, it replaces medicine in your life. They are life to them that find them, and health. Do you hear that? And health to all their flesh. So the more you consume the word, the more you are healthy. Your unhealthiness is traceable to the impotence or impotency of the word in your life, to the shortage of the word in your life. So every time you feel unhealthy, go and check your word life. Yes. Unhealthy grip. The moment it grips you, check your word life. Because the word is supposed to be a substitutionary possibility for medicine. They are life to them that have them, and health to their flesh. Not health to their spirit, it says to their flesh. It means that it's body regulated. It's talking about your body. That the word, see, the word of God can make you look younger. Are you following me? God's word can make you look younger. As it begins to regulate and condition your body, you just see yourself adjusting. And for 40 years, you remain the same. You didn't change your clothes. You didn't change your slippers. They were in the wilderness for 40 years. No change of clothes, nothing. And they remain the same. The timeline of their life was shortchanged. It was compressed. That they came out of the wilderness experienced the same man. No wonder Caleb came to Joshua and said, the same way I was 40 years ago, he's still the same. I'm still agile. There's agility within me. Kyla, are you following me? These are possibilities factored in God. At 120, the eyes of Moses was not dim. His body was not abated. The word of God can regulate a man. It can condition your environment, condition your life, and adjust your possibilities. This is how we live in the kingdom. A legal way of living. A legal way of living. A legal way of living. They are life to them that find them. It means that as you constantly alight on God's word, there's an infusion of life. There's an infusion. the strands of your being are being adjusted into the strand of the word. The strand of your being, they are being adjusted into the strands of the word. And as they collide, there's an infusion of life. There's an infusion, a surge, an impetus that commands that your body adjust what is written. Are you following me? If you sleep, please sleep well. Just continue. Few of you are following me. Continue. Are you following me? As you alight and collide with things immortal, that thing will begin to find expression in your life. Listen, not only in your spirit or soul, it also finds expression in your body. Matthew 17, when Jesus went to the mount to pray, the Bible says the fashion of his countenance, the countenance is not his spirit, it's his body. The fashion of his countenance, they saw it on his body. That, see, your perpetual transaction in prayer is so that a reality will be left on your body. Yes. That your body can adjust to things immortal. Mariando Kasahai. But what I'm teaching you is traceable to a concerted effort to meditate upon him in the night watches. Because this thing will not jump on you. It doesn't. I can teach you now. You are shouting. Are you following me? However, you go back the same. If you don't do this reality, there's a technology for sponsoring these things. As a man engages in that technology, I was sharing something with me. This same encounter I've been having for some time now. She had it. She saw somebody shooting her. And the bullet was displayed. You now been sharing it for some time.
Yes, sir.
But she postured herself for that reality. And it also landed on her. It does not jump on you. It does not what? It's not because we copulate. Maybe that one would add to it. Are you following? But even if you copulate and she doesn't come into some of these things, it does not jump on you. A man, we have to take deliberate, concerted effort to ensure that your life adjusts to God. And we want a people that God can be revealed in them. Like you said, we become the living epistles that God can be replicated in men. And people will begin to listen. There are things that you don't have to say by words that people only need to see. Because many times you talk too much. Let's mess. That thing will make them adjust. Are you following? Help us. Travel well. You want to travel? Increase the sound. You want to travel? Are you following me? Meditate. Meditation. Don't be in a hurry. What you want to do now, I've done it in years. I'll say it to you. For there are scriptures that I can quote from beginning to end. It's not mouth. I was trained, I grew like that. I began with 1 Corinthians 2. I can say it from beginning to end. But I knew that thing, I'm just killing myself. I was just pulling up. I was just studying up until I began to come to a place of crystallizing what I've stored. Crystallizing it. Making it life. Making it an experience that I can live, I can latch upon. No, but that John was saying that the words which we have seen, which you have heard, and our hands, we have handled it. There's nothing you can do to convince us. This one, we have handled it. It's our possession. We have catalambanoed it. We have paralambanoed it. We have lambanoed it. This one, we have handled it. So it's not just at the level of saying or at level of hearing. This one is now our possessed possession. We have handled it. We can hold on to it. See, when you begin to apply what we are teaching in your various vocations or what have you, you will see it coming to light. When you pick words, you pick scriptures about finance, and you begin to think about it. Or you are struggling with one sin in your life, and you begin to pick scriptures about sin, and you are thinking about it, naturally that thing dies off. You don't just find it again. Or you are beginning to crystallize scriptures about finance. You just see finance flowing into you like a stream. It might not be too many, but at least every time you need it, it comes. You might not have billions now or millions, but that your needs are met. Nothing missing, nothing broken. Why? Because you have become a conduit by which finance can be attracted. You have become a conduit by Omar. This month, I'm not teaching you theories. I'm speaking life. I'm speaking experience. Ginosko. That you think it, you see it. I was telling them in Mina about how I've been able to regulate my thoughts, that when I think things, I see it happen. Maybe I'm thinking about money, and in a few minutes, I'll see money in my account. So the second day, I was in the hotel, and I needed something. I called the person that was driving me. He didn't pick his call. I applied that same technology. See, let's practice this life. Let's live this life. I applied. I began to think about that thing. And before God, that man, within a twinkle of an eye, somebody came and knocked. What brought you? And what I needed, he brought it. See, I want to live the life of theories. Let's leave that thing. Let's come into practicality, into the experience of the God life. Let's come into the experience. Many of us, we are struggling too many in some areas. We are struggling. It has become a burden. It's because you have not meditated enough over these things. By the time you sit down for one day and you begin to search, you search. In that day, no result. You kept on continuing. You went to work, you are thinking about it. You came back, you are thinking about it. Because some of you think that because you are working, you are now useless. Sir, stop that nonsense. You can engage God anywhere. Your place of engagement is actually within you. It's not in a place. Are you following me? The true secret place is not in a place. Is within you. It is what you have within that you can bring into a room. Are you following me? So you mobilize your experience with God. You mobilize scriptures. You are thinking about it. Thinking about it. Thinking about it until you become an experienced practitioner. Meditation is a key for soaring, for gliding in the spirit. From when you begin to meditate, there's a vintage that you are transported into. It is from that vintage that you begin to peek into vistas in God. Things that men don't know that will happen. I don't want to do so many experiences today. I just want to teach us how to do this. Are you following me? Only that experience will help to crystallize it. Are you with me? You begin happened to Jesus?
That was our word of the day.
We're praying.
And I find myself in UAE.
When you see, you will not know that there's no distance in the street.
It was as though I took one leg. And I landed. I met a man, told me his name, told me what we happened.
And after some weeks, do you remember that those days I will pick a revelation, and the next 2 weeks we hear it in the news? It has not happened, but I will fraternize with an entity that knows about what will happen, and we have seen a lot of things, an accident that happens, we pick it first before they announce it. Are you following it? Meditation. You think I just closed my eyes for nothing? That's a technology. As I close my eyes, I try to focus. I told you, it begins from that level. But if I can't do other ones, it will continue. I'm trying to focus and pick things in the spirit so that I can see well. Are you following me? Your own might not be like that. Oh, you might open your eyes like this. Yes, at least we have. That's what you do. His own experience is different. Are you following me? Because he might not be distracted. But if I open my eyes, I might be distracted. So, a man, we have to understand his uniqueness in the spirit and how God deals with you. So, you don't, because sometimes this is our papa. But that bro, he cannot. And I also do. We can give you a template that you can glide upon. And if you find your own daily, you now begin to pick your own uniqueness. Amen? Your own uniqueness might be just to sit down and do like this. Are you with me? Follow me. I don't want to listen.
David said, upon my bed in the night watches.
It means that he's beginning to introduce us to something that if you will meditate, you must become a watchman. Watchmen are meditators. Watchman. Because only watchmen watches at night. That was why he was telling us that I would rather be a gatekeeper, a watchman. So David was a watchman. He's on his bed and he's awake. He's caught in between sleeps. Many of you understand what I'm saying. Sometimes you have some experiences that you don't know whether you are sleeping or you are alive, but you just burst into it. It's caught in between sleeps. And it'll begin to alert. I don't want to share experiences too much. Let me teach. Because I feel like putting some things.
I want to pray for us that this life become real. And it will become activated. See, I'm boiling. Because I want men to come into it. See, the secret of a great man is in his meditation.
Yes.
Yes. If you want to know men who have encounters, who are growing, go and check the rate at which they meditate.
Listen, meditation does not come by impartation. It's a deliberate effort. I can't say receive grace to meditate. Are you following? It does not come that way. You have to posture yourself, add labor. The Bible says labor to enter into your rest. You know where rest is? It's in meditation. You don't know. Rest is where you will labor to enter into it. Because in the place of meditation, you rest. Are you following me? When you begin to meditate, at the beginner's level, you lose body sound. But when you arrive, then you rest. Because in that place, you now begin to feel like entities. When I say entities, I'm not talking about beings only. I'm talking about words. Revelations, not this. So don't always expect maybe there or anything. When we say entities, I'm referring to revelations. You can pick this. Well, it's good if you collide with angels, no problem. However, the major thing is the word. That you collide with worlds eternal. Worlds that are not factored from this realm. You begin to pick it. The problem is that many of us don't want to do it. Because you have tried it once or twice or thrice, you discover that your mind is wandering. So this thing is hard. Wait, I'm coming. Let me show us. Let me show us another screen. Now, I've not started talking about Let's do Psalm 104. Verse 34. Let me see if I can. What did I call it? Psalm 104. Verse what? Alright. I want to show you something. My meditation of him shall be what? Is it burdensome?
You are not here.
What is my meditation of him? It is sweetness. Listen, meditation has the nutrients of sweetness. It is not burdensome. So, one thing that you should delete from your membrane is that it is a burden. Because the more you think it's a burden, the more you don't want to do it. But the word says to us, I told us I was going to show us this scripture before. The word says to us that meditation, my meditation of him. But now, notice that there is a specific. It is of him. You are not here. So that you will not be looking for other things and you will collide with error. There's a centering. There's a specific personality that you meditate upon. My meditation of him shall be sweet. It is only that one that is sweet. Are you following me? If you want to meditate on angel, it has to be through him. If it is angel and not him, you can be chaos.
You're saying you are.
Are you following me? Our focus is him, and that's who? Christ. That's Jesus. Your focus is not who is number 13 in the 24 elders. Amen. You know, we are looking for a lot of things, a lot of spooky things, so that we can speak words that people say, this guy is deep. He knows the 13th person in the elders. He can even mention their names one by one. And people say, that's the next thing we should be going into. To mystify the four elders. Are you following me? You can also meet with the 24 elders in the demonic realm. Because all in quote have been replicated to themselves. They have their own seat of 24 inner chambers. Quorum. They have their own seats of 12. So you have to tell us the one that you are talking about. That's why it says, my meditation of him shall be sweet. Right? I will be glad in where? In the Lord. It's a location. I will be glad. It means that every time you meditate, you come into the realm of sweetness and you are summoned into gladness. As long as it is in the Lord. Are you following me? So listen, delete that word that meditation is burdensome. Begin, go and think about this thing. Lift this scripture from your Bible. Are you following me? If it can help you, you can also write down. I'm just teaching you processes. You can write down. You can paste on your wall in your room. Are you following me? You can paste on your wall that every time you see it, you are thinking about it. Or like he said, you can also cram. But don't leave that scripture at the level of cramming. You must ensure that that thing translates into life. How does it translate? You think about it. You begin to muse. You muse. You mutter it. I don't want to go into that level yet. I want to take it gradually. Are you following me? You know, I'm still at a basic level. This one I'm just saying is at basic level. Are you following me? Or is it deep? Because we have not transited. There's the level of talking it. There's the level of roaring it. Are you following me? But something must happen to you first before you can talk it. So you don't just walk on the chance and the righteousness of God in Christ. See, when you go back, if that mind is not precipitated, they will offer you sex and you take it in gladness. It is that you know that you are not alive at that revelation of the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. It's just at your own membrane level. It will now, it is still easy for you to lie. But the day that revelation breaks upon you, there will be a software on your inside that regulates you every time you want to go on course. Are you following me? See, I want to beg you, don't just say I carry the Holy Ghost. It's good, but let the Holy Ghost be real to you. Let the Holy Ghost become real. That every time you make simple mistakes, you are quick to adjust. There's a nudging on your inside that, hey, boy, you have gone off course. That is the day that the Holy Ghost becomes you. Some of you lies here and you are not moved. The Holy Ghost has become abstract, but it's on your inside. However, it's abstract. Someone did something recently. And I don't know, you did some messages, right? Just three messages. The law, this thing, the money gram and all. And this person began to listen to it. As the person was listening to it, she could not stay. She could not stay. That thing was eating her deep. That words, those words were eating her deep. I said, sir, I have confession. Are you following me? I have what? The message, the words spoken from that thing began to put a nudge in her that the error in her began to find expression. Amen? That's what I was saying to some of you, that the day you believe that you know the scriptures, you are a fool. I will say it again. That the day that somebody says, open John 3:16, I said, I know it, for God so loved the world. That day, you are a fool. Because you are now becoming familiar. That or everyone, someone is coming here to preach. You are henceforth knowing no man after the flesh. If you view that person from the standpoint or from the view of the flesh, you are a fool. Because the person plays with you or jokes with you or you have access to him and wants to speak on the mic and say, I know him. Ah, you are dead on arrival. Because you will never profit from that man. So there must always be a barrier, a boundary between you and the person you listen to. So that you not become familiarized, and that's a demonic entity.
So because we kind of joke with you, he's now teaching, you are now looking at him from that standpoint. You are viewing from the flesh, and that flesh will speak to you.
We all everything that we speak, it will profit other men, but you will see flesh. See, don't become a fool too early. Maybe later. Are you following me? But it should not be too early. Hallelujah. Henceforth, know we no man after the flesh. He says we have known Christ after the flesh. There's not nobody here that will teach that I will not pay rapt attention to the person. Even if it's a deep old boy that got this mic, I want to learn. As in them to speak, I was penning down things that I'm writing myself. Brother Gabriel was teaching last week. They were, as he was teaching, his teaching was opening gateways for me. Even though he didn't arrive there, but actually it was opening things for me. So the day you now come and you believe that you are right, or that you know, brother, guy, let us separate when we play and when we are doing business with God. Are you following me? I'm just speaking to some of you. When I receive witness in my spirit, I know. Separate when you play from when we are transacting with God. Because it could be that the person that plays to you too well will be the one that has the word for your solution.
Yes, sir.
That might be the person that God will use to remedy your condition. But if you feel it from the vintage or
remember I gave it. Yeah.
Are you?
My altar is calling, O God.
My altar is calling.
Oh,
begin to service your altar via meditation. Your altars become a serviceable entity as you begin to meditate. You are transacting. See, ensure that there's no day that goes by without you meditating on God's word. Ensure, please, if you miss your food, please miss it, but don't miss meditation. It pays to miss your daily food than to miss meditations. Ensure that you put a wall in your spirit that you run by, that you run with by the day. See, this is how all that, how do you think I teach for long and I don't struggle? I didn't know they know me in places. I'm telling you, when I began to hear things, so when they call me, they give me like 4 or 5 hours. They say, we know you teach for long. It now became what regulation wherever I go to. They don't, to give me time will be hard, except those who have not met me before. You think that thing jumps on you? There's something that sponsors or trans meditation. All trans is sponsored by meditation. You are not just giving us oratory gifts. You are speaking from a well.
Yes, sir. Come on.
You are speaking from a well. A well is sponsoring your utterance. You are not just an orator. You are an oracle. Every man that speaks, let him speak as an oracle of the Lord, not an orator. An orator could tickle your fancy, but an oracle leaves immortal materials in your being. Immortal materials. That oracle brings you into the realm of materiality, where things are tangible and palpable. You know that this one is speaking from a well. When you see a man who is watching, you know. His words will not collide with things in your essence, because your own spirit will bear witness with the spirit. That's why you can know that this man is speaking from a well. But if a man is watching, his words drop like jaw, and it will not leave an impact upon any act or upon any rock. Meditation will bring you to a layer that you can begin to rise and ascend into things of God. Who shall ascend into the field of the Lord? Or who shall dwell in his holy place? He that hath clean hand and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity nor sworn deceitfully. Are you following me? You ascend into things of God. You begin to know things, and you will wonder yourself that how did I come into this? It's a question that still leaves me trouble till date, because things that I say sometimes I'm wondering. Are you following me? But one thing I know for sure is that I meditate. So my own goal is not to know Genesis 1 from verse 1 to Revelation 22. Are you following me? I want to speak life that is sponsored by Jesus. I believe that when men see, you know, that testimony has not left me to date, that a young girl of 6 years old, a Muslim girl, saw me and said, this man looks like Jesus.
God.
That thing has not left me. That thing has not left me. And that was a prayer I prayed for about 4 years when I saw it happen to Rambunki. That book, till this, I didn't finish it. That was my own salvation and deliverance. When I saw it, I closed it. You know, some of you want to read everything and cry, but you can say you have arrived. When I saw that thing, that was my own deliverance. I closed the book, I began to cry. And after about 4 years, somebody saw me and said, this man, she has never met Jesus before. She attends Lekin Abbey. Victoria, are you following me? That's my own. That's what I'm. It is not the. See,
buying cars is not a testimony. The testimony of Jesus, if it is Jesus, is the spirit of prophecy. Buying new houses, that one is just for you to be grateful to God and say, Lord, thank you. But testimony is that the life of Jesus is revealed to you. That's testimony. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. That men can see you and they can say, ah, no, no. This brother replicates Jesus. Are you following me? That the life of Jesus will begin to find expression. And you, man, it's important. Are you following me? We must sustain intimacy with revelation and with meditation, sorry. Intimacy that we constantly stay in the place of. See, when we talk about staying in the place of men, it's not that you are staying from morning to night in your room. You don't have the luxury of time. Some of you are working. Some of you will be in your department. Are you following me? Some of you are going for service. You can be on parade ground. I've seen visions on parade ground. Are you following me? You can begin to condition your disposition by meditation. It's not right. You can begin to condition your disposition via meditation. Everywhere you get to, you are still thinking over and over again on that one scripture until light breaks forth. Until light breaks forth. I'm not done. I think I will wrap up. We will continue from here to next. Are you following me? You are brooding over this thing. You are incubating over words. Amen. You are hatching. You know, when you are done, what you will bring forth is a full-fledged chicken. Right. Are you following me? That's the point where chicken can replicate chicken as they brood. Are you following me? So as you brood on God's word, you replicate what you are brooding over. It becomes your life. So as much as you want to study the scriptures, it's good. But ensure that the place of meditation is not shortchanged. For instance, you are studying Genesis chapter 1. I read, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. And the earth was without form and void. Something should tell you that you need to think. How will the earth that God created become null and void? So it is not for you to now read on. Or because you want to know what God did in verse 12. You will stay. Still, it will take you 3 days to stay on verse 1 ago. Please, please. Keep following. Do what? Have you noticed that some of the revelation that you share is watching? It's because you crammed it from a man of God. And they now gave you opportunity, they gave you mind. That thing I've crammed, let me release. Because it's not your life to become watching. It will not leave an effect on anybody. And according to you, you thought you did business that way. But in the devil's view, you were marked absent. Are you following me? But see, if it is your life, by the time you answer my, they will know. Because you are speaking from the stream. You are speaking from the stream. See, this thing that they say, because there is a spiritual father to sons and daughters relationship, that you must teach what your father is, it's a lie. That is not in the Bible.
Adabusa.
Are you following? Go and delete that nonsense.
So, you are my son. Preach my message. What nonsense? What nonsense? Preach my message.
I am the that is, don't remove any word.
Go and listen to my message at a time. And go to that meeting and preach what I said. What nonsense?
What nonsense? Where is it in the Bible? You see, we have turned this spiritual father to daughters and God to something else.
I'm sorry, you hardly hear me mention the name of my father.
Is that true? I'm not a clone. I do my responsibility. I pay tithe. I told Stephen I'm supposed to do it.
That one is not your own. But I lost me sharp number now.
Father. I follow you. Does that mean I don't honor? I honor with my life.
But not beyond Jesus.
Not beyond Jesus. Are you following me? Please, let's learn this thing. Every one of us on our own must be able to believe Jesus. Of course, you listen to your father, yes. But does not mean you are a clone. Please learn.
Don't be ambiguous when you are not supposed to be. Because you hear vocabularies. When you say that,
they can be the same but different effects.
Yes, sir.
So we can say compendium, fraternity, and you come and you say different. But people are saying, what is this saying? But even though they don't understand what I'm saying, there's a spirit backing my words that leave an influence in them. That thing was taken in the secret place. It's not just because we saw dictionary English and want to use it. We have fraternized that thing in the secret place. So when I come out, even if you don't understand the English, it will leave an effect over you. One of them was saying to me when I got to Lagos, he said, "You know that since you left, you have been teaching me in my dream." Are you calling? He says, "Your words are still fresh. Your tongue still comes to me in my dream." Is that?
I don't know what to say. Please let Jesus be glorified. Let Jesus be celebrated.
Let Jesus be the real man, the main man in our escorts, in our journey. I'm not teaching you to be dishonored, no. I'm only trying to bring a balance so that you know there will not be excess with some things that we hear outside. Some of you listen to a lot of messages, no problem. But that you can always create boundaries anywhere that there is excess.
Yeah, and you must be
if you know how God wired us, you know that all joints of Christ,
yes,
all joints. So I can't tell you
to become my glory. Because your own joint is Jesus Christ. I can drink from your joint.
Is it good?
I can drink from your joint. So that's why it pays. You know, so many persons, so I'm sorry to say, who are spiritual fathers, they don't have to be listening to you. Some persons, you cannot break, you cannot tell me that you want to father me if I don't know Jesus. That's one of them.
Go ahead and worship the name of the Lord. I will take it from here next week. I want us to understand the precursors to arriving at a deeper level in meditation. Precursors. We have seen
a kind of precursor today. Learn more precursors.
As we arrive at things in God, go ahead and worship.
Thank you, Jesus.
Go ahead and talk to Jesus.
Thank you.
We bless you, precious Father.